Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Meditation for Moms. And this is Marie Georgopoulos. I'm the owner and creator of hearttransformations.com. And we have a wonderful show today focused on meditation and a way of working with meditation that will help you to access your angels. Today we will actually meditate with a very powerful healing angel, Archangel Raphael, and I'll talk a little bit later about Archangel Raphael and also talk a little bit about the angels and their messages and how to connect with them. And this is, of course, a part of my journey and what I went through as a soul. So this is a pre-recorded show that I'm making right now, and it's because I'm in the lovely Mount Shasta with my girlfriends on a spiritual journey. So I won't be opening the lines for callers today. I wanted to just let you know, as always, that I am an intuitive counselor, a healer, a spiritual mentor, and a teacher. So my focus in life is, of course, my passion, which is to speak and write and teach and help people in their spiritual journeys and speak about spirituality, healing, metaphysics, and the mind-body-spirit connection. I'm truly grateful to be here and so thankful to have you all here with me today sharing my vision for mothers, and I'm going to go over that vision. I like to go over it a little bit with every show because I just think it's important to build the momentum and so that you know too what my vision is for women and for mothers in particular in this journey. Meditation is such an important part of our journeys. Number one, it helps us to release stress, of course, and it helps us to relieve our worries and our anxieties and our issues and come back to our hearts. So the mission and the purpose of this show is to really assist mothers in returning to what I call a state of well-being. And we do this by tapping into the fertile resources of our spirit. At least this has been my journey. It truly is meant to be what I call a return to the heart or an embracing of the heart and an understanding of the depth of who you truly are. And know that this is beyond the role that you play, that you chose, you know, as a mother, but as a woman whose core essence is God or infinite love or divine intelligence or whatever it is that you choose to call it. So the world vision that I hold is a world filled with conscious mothers who are connected to their hearts, connected to their spirits, connected to their clear knowing, and who give and receive in equanimity that has this sort of ripple effect, not only into the heart of the home, but into the heart of the community and into the heart of the world. When we are actually more aware of ourselves as spirit, as divine, and we share this space of love and gratitude and well-being with others, it can only affect change in the world around us. I know this to be my truth with every fiber of my being as I've seen it unfolding in my own life. And of course, I've gone deep into my story in the first show, which was back on April 7th, but my life story has come from a family of dysfunction where we had, you know, alcoholism, and there were people who were being abused, my mother, my brother. I was abused sexually. We were abused physically as children as well. And so for me, I really had to catalyze change by doing something different. And so then I went seeking. And as I went seeking, I began to find that I am more than just my body. I had a powerful mind as a child, and I always knew I could study and go to school and then get out into the real world and make my way. But there was something more that was calling me. And I had these chronic illnesses that had built up inside of me and had gotten to the point where they just were not affected by Western medicine at all. And at that point, I decided that it was time to try something else. I knew deep in my heart that there had to be a different way. There had to be a better way. And so that's when I went down my journey of healing, of alternative healing, of understanding the connection of the heart, of reading metaphysical studies and in search of God, the God within, and understanding the science of mind and the connection to the body, and all these things that help us to feel more whole. When the truth is really, in my own knowing, that we are already whole. We just don't see it. We have to change our perception and our beliefs. And so this was part of my journey. I tell more about this in the first show, which is back on April 7th, and you can always go and download that first show. But you can also find out more about me and the things that I've studied and done in my journey on my webpage, which is hearttransformations.com, and there's about pages there about heart transformations and about me as well. And of course, you can also join our Facebook group as well, where I meet and greet you, and I talk a little bit about myself here and there. And that is Meditation for Moms. And also feel free to join me and contact me online. You can actually go to marieg@hearttransformations.com and send me an email anytime. And I'm happy to share with you some of my background, some of the things that I move through. And of course, my blogs tell a story of a soul as well. You can go there and to my website and read my blog articles as well. So I state every single show that the shows are designed to build one upon another and move you through a transformational meditation journey. You know, the shows also discuss, of course, the benefits of meditation and some of the struggles and how to overcome them, you know, how to breathe effectively. We'll be doing more of that next month when I bring in a pranayama expert as a guest. But you can go back to all of those previous shows and download them and listen to them one at a time and do the meditations that are in there. I like to do the guided meditations while I'm on the show here, A, because we can't really just play music. We want to be able to guide you in the meditation and have something there for people to tune into. So although I will go quiet for 1 or 2 minutes, I typically like to guide you through meditations. And there are different types of meditations. There are meditations for healing, there are meditations for connection, there are meditations for letting go of your struggles and your stress. So they're all different kinds of flavors, and we'll get deeper into some chakra balancing and things of that nature that is like an energy attunement for you so that you can taste the flavors of ice cream, so to speak, and then figure out what's best for you in meditation. My hope is that you'll continue your practice by yourself, with your spirit, of course, and that you'll use these recordings or find some online of your own. You can go to the Chopra Center, Deepak Chopra, and there's all kinds of meditations that you can download there for free. There's also something called Om Harmonics that I would recommend. That is Binaural Beats. It's a musical CD, and there's a free 10-minute CD or MP3 that you can download from their website just to get a flavor of what that type of music is like. And those binaural beats will actually help both sides of the brain to operate, which helps you to get into alpha state a little bit easier, which is the brain wave, you know, this part of the brain functioning where it's right before sleep. And this is where you can really begin to meet and greet your guides as well, your spirit guides if you believe in them, and your angels. And of course, your higher self or your highest expression of your soul that's available to you at this time. I also want to remind each and everyone listening that we will not be taking callers today, but typically we do. Come join us back on our next show, which would be the first Tuesday in October. And I always open the lines for anybody who's looking for, you know, some intuitive guidance for not only your spiritual journey, but anything that you might be struggling with, any problems you might be having with your meditation. And I can tap right into your higher self, into your soul, and understand what's going on, and also call forth your guides, your spirit guides, and your angels. And mine are here to help in those questions as well. So please feel free to call in future shows. You can contact me ahead of time with your questions by just emailing me your questions as well at marieg@hearttransformations.com. And I'm happy to answer your questions while on the show. Remember, too, that meditation is a journey of transformation. And I feel when you enter into meditation, especially with purpose or intent, your higher self or your soul will guide you, will begin to guide you, and will assist you in all that you are intending. As I've discussed in previous shows, there are many ways to meditate and many benefits of meditation. Some of these benefits of meditation are to release stress. They help you to think better, to get rid of that kind of foggy mind. Helps me to release fatigue. It actually revitalizes me and refreshes me. I also find that it helps me to be actually smarter, to where I can think more intelligently, have better problem-solving skills, reasoning abilities. And it also helps to heal. It helps me to heal and balance my energy. I can actually go into a meditative state and really feel relief from just about any symptoms that I may be having. And I have had chronic sinusitis in my life, and I could actually just go into a meditative space and begin to open up my sinuses to find relief. And of course, as a healer, I've studied all kinds of healing arts, so I use a combination of these things with my meditation and some energy exercises, some of which I've given to you on our previous shows. And I would highly recommend, if you're really interested in energy medicine at all, to look up Donna Eden, that's E-D-E-N, online, and she has great energy medicine techniques, or Qigong. Qigong is a wonderful way to really empower the body, mind, and spirit connection, but it's a breathing technique that really helps to build the chi, which is your universal life force that runs through you. It is your spirit, actually. And so these are all ways, actually, to get into a meditative space. I find Qigong very meditative, and Tai Chi, which is meditative movement, and yoga can be the same way, too, where you're focusing your mind and your breath. And it's very important to breathe during meditation and take those long, deep inhales in and out, as this does revitalize the whole energy system, your whole body. In fact, I'm going to read a little bit from one of Doreen Virtue's books, which is called Messages from Your Angels, in just a little bit here on breath, what the angels say about breath. And it's quite interesting, so I wanted to share it with you today. I would love for any of you who are listening to join us in our Facebook community as well and post some of the benefits that you are seeing from your meditation process. It helps to support one another and to help each other see, you know, what is possible in meditation. I know there's a lot of people who do heal chronic fatigue or, you know, chronic illnesses through the mind-body-spirit connection, through allowing yourself to heal. And really, meditation is this space of allowing. It's this space of coming into alignment with your soul and with your soul's vision for you. And your soul wants you to be healthy. It is natural for everything that has life to want to have success and to thrive. Everything is focused upon that. And whenever there is resonance or resistance, you know, lower vibrations that come in that are resistant, that's what turns us away from thriving. It actually stops the flow of energy. And we talked a little bit about this in previous shows. I want you to all also to listen to this recording later as well and go back and meditate with this as often as you want today, as we will be doing a meditation with Archangel Raphael later in the show. But for now, I really want to also point you into my free gift for today. And my free gift to you for today is this wonderful meditation guide that I wrote as I started this show. And it's called The Art of Transformational Meditation. And it's filled with all kinds of little meditations that are anywhere from, you know, 8 to 10 to 15 minutes that will help you with various types of intents, you know, from healing to opening your third eye and opening your clairvoyance skills to tapping into your heart to understanding how to blend with your higher self and chanting. And I discuss all these different types of meditation, the benefits of meditation, tell you a little bit about my journey, of course, and then give you some of the meditations that I've done over time. And today, and for those listening to this, going back into the podcast and listening to this, if you want to download that, it's free for today. Normally it's $10, which I take part of that money and I donate that to two wonderful charities, one called Error of Peace, and the other one is called Women for Women, and you can find those links on my website. But if you go to my website, hearttransformations.com, on the radio page, and you scroll down to the bottom where it talks about this Art of Transformational Meditation guide, you'll see down below there a place to also download it for free. I wanted to offer this to anybody who really could not afford to spend the $10 at this time. So this is a great way to really learn more about meditation, especially if you're new to meditation or you just want some fun meditations to try out, something different. I like to do this. I'm like a kid in a candy store. What's a new way? You know, and I'm always looking for that new experience and to explore my higher consciousness in a new way. And I sense what feels good and what's right for me as I'm doing them. And you'll know too, as you start to dabble here and there, what feels best to you. So one of the things that I really wanted to get into in my journey was to work with angels and to get to know my angels so that I could become more of a guide in this world for people. And first it was, of course, to guide myself past my struggles, to know more about my soul, to help me with my family, and to help me in healing. And so working with angels is very easy when you get into that meditative state. And as you begin to introduce yourself to your angels and ask them to come forth, of course, you have to ask them. You have to ask them to work with you. And we're going to work with invocation today, invoking Archangel Raphael. But you can just ask your guardian angel. Everybody has one, to come and join you. At least this is part of my philosophy. Now, some of you may have a different faith where you don't believe in angels, or perhaps there's deities that you believe in, or God. Whatever it is, you can still use this meditation in the same way by just replacing angels with your spirit guides or with your deity of choice, or perhaps just God. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about angels, which angels are really God's messengers. They're here to really relay the messages that God wanted for his children here on earth, and also to help us in our journeys and to help us in healing whatever we want to heal. But anything that we want, they're here to guide us and they're here to help us. Now, they won't make choices for us, for that is, you know, our birthright is divine choice. So they will help us in understanding our choices, and they will help us to see the broader perspective, and so that we can make better choices, or help us to empower more so that we can make a choice. You know, I've often worked with angels to help clients and to get them to connect with their angels as well, teaching them how to connect, but also helping them to understand the vantage point of the higher realms, which of course is always going to be uplifting, is always going to tell the story of our soul in those cases, and is always going to help us to move into empowerment and move into right action, whatever that may be. There are, of course, angels of all types and all kinds and all purposes. And there is a hierarchy, but there are different classes of angels. And of course, your archangels are your overarching angels that oversee all the different kinds of angels. And there are many through time. There are thousands of archangels, but there are some that are very well known, like Archangel Michael, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Raphael, and of course Zadkiel and Gabriel for writers, and the list goes on. There are also angels of harmony and angels of freedom and angels of mercy and angels of peace and angels of healing. And there are angels of technology. I actually call on them when I have computer stuff that's going on. Or anything that's a technological glitch. I have a little, electronic tea maker downstairs that has a magnetic basket that drops down, and it got stuck. And so I called on the angels of technology, and I asked them to help me. And all it needed to do, it had demagnetized, and they reinstalled it, and it was working the next time. So know that they can help you with just about anything at all. Also, I have found that angels, when you call upon them, will always uplift you. They always feel warm and fuzzy. It's like wrapping you in this beautiful blanket of love. They will always make you feel more in alignment with who you are and what your truth is, and they will never belittle you. So you can always tell a difference of whether or not you're connecting with an angel versus maybe a lower part of yourself or some other, you know, being that may not need to be in your energy, because you'll feel the truth of what they're saying. And what they're saying will be gentle, it will be loving, it will be helping you to look at the broader perspective, it will uplift you, it will never dishonor you, it will always, the angels will always bring you back into like a homeostasis feeling, actually, a warm fuzzy feeling comes sometimes. Sometimes you'll feel tinglies all over you. Sometimes you'll feel a gentle caress in your energy. All of these things are signs of angels. And know that when you call upon them, they are there with you. And they are there to bring you in light. And you can just ask them to help you to sweep aside your ego, to help you to be a clear receiver of their messages. And they would delight in that because they want to help you to be not only more in alignment with who you are and more authentic, but to also know your path and your purpose and how to empower and how to become more grateful and compassionate and joyful, of course. And there are great joy angels. I have one. Her name is Harriet, and she has been with me for a long time now. And I love to use her and call her forth in my sessions and to have tea with her out on my patio and call her forth and feel her joy. It's a lovely connection. So now I want to just take a little time and read from the book. Doreen Virtue, I call her the Angel Queen because she is just like the angel guru. And she grew up with angels. She's also a PhD, and she has many, many books about angels and angel therapy and ascended masters and archangels. And she's quite a lovely person. If you haven't looked into her, I do recommend that you go to her website and you download any free things there or listen to her on her radio show, because she just has a beautiful heart. And when she brings in those angel messages, you can feel them yourself too. But this is from her book called Messages from Your Angels, What Your Angels Want You to Know. And I'm going to read the part to you about breathing. And I feel that it's really important because breath is so important in meditation. We talked about this in our earlier shows. So they have a little bit more to say about breath, though. And this is just like breath in everyday life. We forget to breathe as a populace, one of my angels is saying. So right now I'm just going to read the passage and then I'll listen and see if they have anything else to add. Ah, yes, your relationship to oxygen. The very breath that you take at this moment is fueled by a desire to continue upon this path that you have started. Some may say that breath is an automatic instinct, but from our perspective, it is a behavior that you engage in as confirmation of your desire to stay upon the earth. Each breath contains information within its molecular structure. We are in charge of this exchange of information, for as you continue with your stay upon earth, you need sustenance and assistance. We imbue each molecule of precious oxygen with guidance and instructions. It is our chief means of staying in touch with you and within you. Your breath is tantamount to a continuous meeting between us and angels, your higher consciousness, and your earthly self. It is a round table discussion in which your next move is planned and then the next. All of this is based upon your intentions, you see. With your out-breath, we are able to extract from you that which you no longer desire. And with your in-breath, we imbue positive direction that holds you up in the face of apparent discourse. The stronger you desire, the stronger your breath. That is why during moments of strong desire, your breath deepens. And during moments when you feel helpless, your breath is shallow. Anytime you desire to create strong and rapid movement in your life, simply deepen your breath while perceiving your desire. You can achieve this through physical exertion or simply through breath combined with meditation. This formula may seem quite simple, yet we assure you that it is a powerful one that is instilled deep within your subconscious mind. So often, we see you weary and in need of our help. You call upon us, yet our effectiveness is hampered by your slow and shallow breath. Right now, draw upon a deep, elongated breath while you call upon us for assistance. You shall feel our presence as you inhale. When we encourage you to exercise, we do so partly to encourage this deeper form of breath. We know that you have noticed how many of your questions are answered and troubles are answered at the conclusion of your exercise activities. That is because we are deeply transmitting to you along your exercise route. We are instilling you with comfort, guidance, new perspectives on the situations at hand. Awareness of your breath is essential for you at this time. Breathe deeply into your belly and enjoy the sensation of filling your lungs. Take care where you breathe as well. We often engender a decision to move to a new locale where a higher grade of oxygen can be found. The higher percentage of oxygen within each breath, the greater our degree of transmission to you. This is why it's more important to hear us when you block your body from receiving oxygen through such activities as smoking, drinking alcohol or carbonated drinks, and breathing fumes and polluted air. That is one more reason why we ask you to join with us in dispensing toxic soot from your air, as it diminishes our abilities to freely communicate with you and all beings. We shall discuss this topic further, for it deserves great attention all on its own. For now then, dear child of God, establish your foothold firmly by concentrating upon deepening and strengthening your breath. Then we shall see what information is in store for you, information that can free you in so many ways. And I love that. I mean, as I read that today and prepared for the show, I really was in such gratitude for rereading that. I had read it once before, but I really began to deeply breathe in that moment and really feel that connection. It gave new meaning to my breath and new meaning to really getting into exercise and yoga and the importance of Qigong and all these wonderful, brilliant ways of connecting with our divine selves, our divine inspiration, and the angel world. And our spirit guides, too. So I hope you enjoyed that. And again, that book is called Messages from Your Angels by Doreen Virtue. And that's Doreen Virtue. And you can find it all over Amazon. And of course, you can go to Barnes & Noble, and she's there as well. So next I want to talk a little bit about Archangel Raphael. And Archangel Raphael is a beautiful angel that I have used many times in my healing sessions. He is the overseer of healers, actually, and he helps anyone who wants healing. And I'm going to use a different book of Doreen Virtues to just talk to you a little bit about Archangel Raphael. And this book is called Archangels and Ascended Masters. And it's just a little bit about him. There is much, much more online that you can find about Archangel Raphael and many channelings from Archangel Raphael as well. But basically, Raphael's name means God heals or God has healed. And it's based upon the Hebrew word Rapha, which means doctor or healer. Raphael is a powerful healer of physical bodies, both of humans and animals. Those who call on Raphael are healed rapidly. It is said that he healed the pain that Abraham felt after being circumcised as an adult. Raphael can be invoked on behalf of someone else as well. Raphael will go to wherever he's requested. However, he can't interfere with that person's free will. If an ailing person refuses spiritual treatment, it can't be forced. However, Raphael's presence will have a comforting effect, which will aid in natural healing by reducing stress and anxiety. In the Book of Tobit, Raphael travels with Tobias, who is Tobit's son. During this journey, Raphael keeps Tobias safe from harm. This earned Raphael his other role as the patron of travelers. Raphael is a wonderful aid when it comes to safe travel, assuring that all of the transportation, lodging, and luggage details go miraculously well. He also helps those on inward spiritual journeys, assisting them in their search for truth and guidance. Raphael also showed Tobias how to use parts of the fish he caught in medicinal ways, such as for healing balms and ointments. This is an example of how Raphael not only conducts spiritual healing work directly upon the ill or injured, but also guides human healers in knowing which earthly treatments to use on their patients. Healers can mentally call upon Raphael for guidance before or during treatment sessions. Raphael also helps would-be healers with their education, including getting the time and money for school, and then assists them in establishing their healing practices by attracting wonderful clients. Raphael is a healer and a guide for wild and domesticated animals as well. I've had wonderful results when asking Raphael to retrieve lost pets for myself, friends, and clients. The results are almost immediate, as animals seem to be especially open to his gentle, loving care. Raphael ultimately helped heal Tobit's blindness, and he's worked with thousands of my students at my workshops to open their third eye, which is a spiritual energy center or chakra that regulates clairvoyance. Raphael is very sweet, loving, kind, and gentle, and you know that he's around when you see sparklies or flashes of emerald green light. Archangels Raphael and Michael often work in tandem to exorcise troublesome spirits and escort away lower energies from people and places. The Testament of Solomon describes how Raphael brought the magic ring to King Solomon, inscribed with a powerful six-pointed star. Solomon used a ring and its symbol to subdue demons. So part of Raphael's healing work involves spirit releasement and space clearing. So Raphael helps with addictions and cravings and eliminating and reducing these. I've actually used this for sugar cravings and addictions of my own. Clairvoyance, eyesight, physical and spiritual eyesight, healers for guidance and support, healing for humans and animals to also help pets and retrieving lost pets, for space clearing, spirit releasement, and to help travelers. So that's just a synopsis of what she shared. And I know, too, in my healing times, that all of the chakras were blended and getting help from all of my guides, and Archangel was overseeing them. Archangel Raphael and Michael, too, was overseeing this. And we're going to use this beautiful green light in our meditation today so that he can help to transport you sort of to a higher frequency, so to speak. And he's delighted to work with us today, of course, and to do this work on behalf of humanity and for mothers, or moms as we say, and also to help me to become more free and more allowing of their guidance as well in my journey here on the show with you. So we're going to go ahead and start the meditation portion of this, and I'm going to play some music in the background, and then we're going to just start and breathe. So, sitting comfortably with your back straight and your feet on the floor, just begin to breathe in and out through your nose, taking those long inhales and those long exhales. You can put your palms facing up in your lap if you want, or maybe you have a mudra or hand position. But put your focus on the sound of your breath and just continue to breathe gently in and out, listening to the music and the sound of my voice and the sound of your breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out. And continue to breathe deeply, relaxing your body, starting with your toes and your feet, and just relaxing on the exhale. And now letting your shins and your calves relax, and your knees and your thighs. Breathing in deeply into your belly, expanding it, and exhaling and drawing your belly in and your diaphragm up. And with each breath, just relaxing in your body, relaxing your hips now and your pelvic area, relaxing your stomach, and relaxing your diaphragm area. And now your chest, taking those deep breaths in, expanding your lungs and your belly. And maybe even releasing a big ah on the exhale. The ah is the sound of the heart. It's the vowel that balances the heart center. And now just relaxing our chest, all the muscles there and around the spine, and relaxing your shoulders, where we just carry so much stress. And with each exhale, just imagine you're exhaling out all this stress out of your shoulders. And down your arms, relaxing your arms and relaxing your hands all the way down to your fingertips. And relaxing now your neck again, where we carry so much stress. And if you need to, just turn it side to side gently or up and down. Remember to take those deep breaths. As breath is life and life force flowing through you. And as it flows through you, it gently relaxes your muscles and relaxes your mind. And as you breathe deeply, relaxing your neck, now relax your jaw, all the muscles around your mouth and your chin, and even your ears and your face. Even around your eyes, all that tension in your forehead or brow, just release it with the out-breath. And your scalp too, just releasing the tension in your head and your whole head area. Maybe you even begin to feel tingly on your scalp or on your body. As you release through this cleansing breath. And now we're going to do an invocation. And so I want you to repeat this invocation silently to yourself. Archangel Raphael, I need your help with, and you fill in that blank now. And just take about 30 seconds to just state what it is you need help with. Continuing to breathe, silently stating. It can be multiple things. Just breathing. And now repeat this. Please surround and infuse my body and or this situation with your powerful healing energy of divine love. I ask that you assist me in knowing the divine perspective of this situation, disease, illness, or struggle or struggles that I'm going. I further ask that you surround any others involved in this situation with your healing light, grace, and harmony. And help me to see the good in all that is and to know how to move forward in harmony, love, and peace. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you. Now just continue to breathe in and out through your nose, keeping focus on your heart space as this begins to entrain your mind with your heart. And just imagine yourself now surrounded in this holy green light, this emerald green light. And focus this image of light around any part of your body or any part of your life that you're struggling with. Use your imagination or just sit and breathe. Breathe the light in through your chest. Send it out through all of your body and your mind. Or through intent, focusing on your heart, seeing a green light there, which is awesome to heal the heart center, and allow the light to go where it's needed to go. It's divinely intelligent. It knows where it needs to go. You can send it out through your emotional bodies, through your mental bodies, through your physical bodies, through all of your bodies that are in need of this healing today. And now I'm just going to go silent for just about a minute while you just sit and listen to the music and sit in this lovely green light, in this intimate time with Archangel Raphael, and of course with the broader, wiser you, as we ask your higher self and your source self to be with you in this healing today and guide you as well. So now we're going to come back thanking Archangel Raphael and your higher self, and just being in gratitude for this healing today and appreciation will raise your vibration too. And know that you can just continue to sit here if you choose and listen your heart and be with Archangel Raphael if you want longer time. But for those of you who are ready to come back, just begin to wiggle your toes and draw your senses back to the room. Maybe wiggle your arms, bend your neck, come right back into this space, fully awake, fully in the room and present. So I hope that you had a wonderful time with this meditation. Do it as often as you want or choose. And remember, if you didn't receive guidance today, that's okay. You're in the awakening process. Simply just asking for it will bring it in faster, and just sit and allow and it will come over time. The angels have a mysterious way of sending us messages through other people and God's angels on earth too. So open up to that possibility and ask, and you shall receive if this is what you want. I just want to close the show today by going over a few things that I like to share with the listeners. There is another free product on my website, on my homepage, that you can download. That's called Healing and Awakening the Heart, and it is an MP3 series, and this is a series that you can go through over time. It is a healing series, and it is a series of awakening to your inner desires. And there is a wonderful meditation included in this that goes into your Akashic Records, which is your soul's records. And it's really for people who want to love themselves more and reclaim a sense of self-love, a sense of self-worth. And it's a way also to have a prosperous heart and a prosperous journey. Remember, as mothers, we need to care and nurture for ourselves first. Otherwise, we don't have a full container. You know, our bucket isn't full enough to give from, and we end up depleting ourselves. And then we mirror back to our children that sense of unwellness. So find your emotional stability and balance and harmony and clarity through the process of meditation, and allow yourself that precious time, that precious gift to yourself of awakening to your truest expression. And it will take time, and each meditation will build upon the next. This is not to be hypercritical of yourself as a mother, but you do your breath. Take those breaths when you need them, remembering that it brings you guidance in those moments that you need it most. And remember, we're in divine care of souls, of beautiful souls who have come here with purpose, with a knowing that they want to have well-being, and they too want to be on this journey. And so conscious mothering is a way of really becoming more stewards of our home and of our divine expression and our creativity, our creative flow, so that we can be more conscious parents and raise more conscious beings. We're all in this process of awakening right now on the planet. And the planet is going through a big shift in consciousness. And so more and more mothers are wanting to be more awakened and more well and more aligned with their spirits and their authentic expression, and to help their kids to trust their vibes. But we first have to trust our own and know our own. So if you're interested in knowing this, how to come back into alignment with your soul, what your soul wants for you in your journey, what is most important for you right now in your soul growth, then I invite you to a complimentary consult with me. It's a Heart Transformations Breakthrough Consult. Again, you can find that on my homepage at hearttransformations.com. And I do a few of these every week. They are complimentary. It's a 30-minute consult. And yes, you can ask questions of your guides during these consults. And it's a time for you not only to know how I would work with you possibly in the future or be a resource for you in your spiritual growth, but it's a time for you to be in alignment with who you truly want to be and to possibly hear the next steps for you or what might be good for you down the road or what resources would be good for you in your spiritual journey, in your healing process, or to help you to overcome your struggles. So I offer that as a free thing because I want to build partnerships with people. This is a co-creative world, and I want to get to know my patrons more intimately. And so it's a way for me to also sense whether or not I am the right resource for you at this time. So feel free to access that as well. I also want to remind you that the show airs every first and third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. So we will see you next month in October. Our upcoming shows are to be posted at From My Mama's Kitchen. And remember, you can go to Blog Talk Radio From My Mama's Kitchen anytime and go back to the previous shows and download those podcasts anytime you want. It was my pleasure to serve you today and to be of counsel for you and to show you how to access your angels in this meditation and to work with Archangel Raphael. All the angels say, we bid you adieu, have love and faith, and really open your heart to receive in these coming months. Receive the goodness, receive the clarity, and receive what you desire. Be of love, be of harmony, be of acceptance of others and where they're at in their emotional scale, and you'll begin to build unions and trust in others. Love and light. Namaste.
To all listeners, this is Johnny Tan. Please join me next Tuesday morning. My guest will be Amy Newmark, the publisher and editor-in-chief for Chicken Soup for the Soul. Amy and I will be discussing how to raise great kids by sharing generational values. Amy will be sharing inspirational stories and tips to help parents and grandparents who are looking to strengthen their families and raise caring, confident, successful children. For additional information about this show and future shows, please go to fmmktalkradio.com. Thank you for listening and have a blessed week. Bye-bye.